Momo. How are you?
I'm in the studio, so we don't have to do our
crazy. So we got no technical stuff to deal with today. I'm glad you're here. By the way, you know, the sliding into the DMs thing was a big thing yesterday that I talked about, as you heard from Morales. And I just think that people didn't realize they could slide into my DMs, because immediately after asking Momo, I got a number of messages in my DMs from people.
Oh, what kind of messages?
Would you like me to read them?
Yeah.
Okay. Lindsay, are you excited for this?
Yes. I hope there's some good ones. I hope they're better than some of the DMs I get.
All right, here we go. Here is number one. I pulled three of them. And by the way, I got like 20. So thank you very much for doing a lot of sliding last night. All right. You were desperate for somebody to slide into your DMs. I know you have Juan, but if you ever want a little something on the side, winky face emoji. And there's a picture.
Uh-huh.
Very, very nice. Very attractive, man. Here's another one. Hey, Mace, we know each other, but I'm not saying who I am. I don't think you even know that I am gay. You are a very handsome man, but I know you love Juan. See you in the next lifetime.
Oh.
So I don't even know who that person is.
That's nice, though.
Could be anybody.
I like that they were respectful of the fact that you're in a long-term relationship.
Yes. And then I got a picture of a beautiful woman. Instagram model level woman. And it says, I know I'm not your usual type, but I'm everybody's type.
Oh.
If you're ever up for some hetero action,
woo-hoo,
you know how to hit me up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm popular on the DMs.
See, this is like all the time for women. Like, welcome to our world.
Is that seriously? That's what you get all the time. People hitting on you on.
Not because my DMs are not open on Twitter, but on like Facebook. You know how they have that one where if somebody's not friends with you, it's like there's a whole setting where they can send you messages, but you have to really go looking for them.
Right.
So every once in a while, I'll go in there and there'll be all these people sending me messages and be like, "Hi, beautiful. I think you're awesome. Can we meet someday? Call me sometime." And you're like, this was like 4 months ago, and I'm like, yeah, I'm now I don't even want the fact that you see that I've read this now. So I have to find a way to like not to show why it doesn't
show that it's not read. Yeah.
And then, my favorite, Lindsay, my favorite, and Steve, I don't know if you'll get this, but just get ready for it.
Okay.
Instagram, when people send you direct messages and you're not a friend of theirs, it goes into a separate area, right? But
okay,
you can see those far more easily.
Yeah, right.
When they send you a picture and it's somebody you don't know, the image is blurred to protect you. But like, aren't you always curious? How?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would say the number of pictures I get of male... What do I say on the radio?
Unsolicited D-pics.
There you go. That's it.
Really?
Man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Once a week, at least.
Once a week? That is so. And do you ever go back and track the person down?
No, I have to block them because it shows that I read it, right? If I click accept and then I hit the image and I unblur it and you see what it is, it shows that I read it. And I'm like, and so then now if you send me a photo and I'm not your friend, like I don't even accept it because I've learned that, you know, don't hit accept because whenever you unblur it, it's going to be something you know.
Lindsay, you get the same thing, huh? Unsolicited D-pics.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And it's usually like the messages that come along with them that I find interesting. Like this one doesn't have a D-pic with it. This is just a normal sliding into the DMs. This guy says, "Hi, Lindsay, I have a quick question. I know this is just a random question, but I was wondering, are you single? If so, another random question, I would love to see if maybe we can chat to get to know each other. I'm sorry, I'm just a regular single father, just trying to shoot my shot and see where it goes.
That's
thanks."
Nice.
See, no, I think that's nice.
That's
I think
nice.
That is a nice one.
Why don't you reach out to that guy?
I'm not trying to date anybody.
I mean, you
right
don't,
now.
But you don't have to. You don't. I mean, you can just get to know him a little bit on the phone and see.
Yeah,
if
but that's
something...
that's too much work. I just don't.
But no, the guy has kids, Maze.
That's a deal breaker for me.
There are a lot of single dads out there.
No, that's a deal breaker for me. Unless I happen to fall in love with you in a very untimely way, like, oh, I met you and it was love at first sight, and I'm head over heels. And then I found out you have kids. I'm not going to pursue a guy with kids because I don't like kids. Sorry.
Yikes.
I don't. I'm being honest, and I think most people would appreciate that. Do you really want to waste your time going out on a date with somebody who you have no future with because they don't like kids? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
I thought
not.
You like kids. You always tell me you think Daniel's cute.
I love kids, but I don't want my own. I love kids.
See, I'm the same.
I love other people's kids.
I love kids when they belong to somebody else.
Yeah, more like you take them home at night and do all the hard work, but I'll play with them when they're kids. Yeah, I get that, totally. I was like that before I had Daniel. And the truth is, like, it is really hard. There is a lot of work. I mean, I love him. But like this morning when he comes barging into my room, hi, mommy. Hi. And I'm like, oh, what?
Right. That part I'm not interested in.
Do you ever get DMs about like not even like necessarily like hitting on you, but like show critiques? Because I get a lot about.
Yeah, I get that.
I get a lot about Ireland for some reason. Like people love to like just say stuff about Ireland. Like this one says, Lindsay, all caps, geez, can you tell Ireland to swallow his saliva before he starts or keeps talking?
Oh, man.
Sheesh. Ha, 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 ha.
That was rough.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lets that build up and he keeps talking.
Wow, that is I can't believe you read that on air.
The one I get all the time, and I'm guilty of this for sure, is I have a lot of in my normal conversation. So that's the one I
have another one. I have another one. This is this, since you embarrassed Ireland, I'm going to embarrass myself, okay?
Ireland doesn't care.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he
doesn't.
No, it's fine. Everybody, do you know, at least once a month, maybe every 2 months, I will get somebody who's concerned about me because they saw me on TV and they think I have an enlarged thyroid. Okay.
Really?
And
how do they think that?
Because I guess I'm like a little fat. All right. Like, geez, people. Like, I've had this checked. I appreciate the WebMD, you know, out there, and that you see me and you're like, oh, what's wrong with her neck?
Did you know that that's how Ernie Johnson, like, that's what encouraged him to go get checked because people noticed the little lump that was starting to appear on the side
of his
face.
I'm just a little heavy.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
Kind of insulting. Every time I'm like, thank you for your concern. I've had it checked. Just the camera adds 10 pounds. I mean, I don't know what to say.
By the way, it is a fact that the camera adds 10 pounds.
It really does.
It's 100%
true.
Other angles.
It does.
It's like from angles. It's like the, if you shoot me, it adds 10 pounds, and from other angles, it adds 30.
as a camera guy, it's because the lens is round.
Oh. So
that's is that what it is?
Yeah, that's why you look a little whiter because it's a round lens.
So it's not because I actually am heavy. Yeah.
Create a lens that keeps people the right size?
Seriously.
Yeah, they're called filters. But Momo, you look beautiful.
you
look great every time that you're on camera.
Thank you. I think it's nice of you to say.
I think people just do that because they truly are looking out for you.
They are. It's coming from a good place. But then because I know I get this all the time, I'm always like, oh, God, how much can I'm really, it's just because I'm heavy, honey. I mean, thank you for your concern. You know, it's
like, yeah, right.
You have to say something nice because they really do think that they have diagnosed you and that they're helping you. And I appreciate that. And, you know, they're not being rude.
So they're very kind about
it. Yeah, they're kind. Yeah, I mean, I definitely get people saying, oh, God, why do they let you on TV? You're so gross. You're so ugly. Blah, blah, blah. I get that all the time. But that's just straight up block party.
Yeah.
Like whenever I get that, I'm like, yeah, see ya.
All right. So, Momo, I just watched you on The Jump.
Yeah. Quickly. Yeah. I was running
you,
over.
You popped on there.
Yeah,
popped and
on.
Dealt with some of the injury news around the NBA. First, Chris Paul has gone into COVID protocol.
Yep.
Second, Kawhi Leonard has got a knee injury and is out, what's being described as indefinitely. What do you know about those two situations?
Well, I think the Chris Paul thing is concerning. It's a little more like the Yankee situation, Mace, where people who have been vaccinated can sometimes test positive. I hope that this is the case with Chris, where he can clear this protocol pretty quickly. All he has to do is test negative twice. But it's, you know, Matt Barnes said on The Jump today that he spoke to Chris this morning, and Chris has been vaccinated, and he doesn't know how he would have got this. All he's been around is his kids and his family and the team. So let's just hope that this is a short one, right?
Yeah, but, right.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it doesn't escalate and become
a
serious
thing.
Yeah,
he's got some time. Because the other series is wrapped up. You're right. Could end Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, game one could be Sunday. But yeah, this is a tough one. But let's hope it's not a serious one. Kawhi, I think, is a little more serious, Mace. When he got hurt in that game, he came out of the game and we all noticed it. But he sat on the bench and the trainer wasn't even looking at him. He wasn't on the injury report yesterday. But last night I got word that They got some bad news on this, that the initial test that they've done say it's a sprain. They are worried it involves the ACL. Mm. Right now they're calling it a sprain, but there's too much swelling in there right now, so they need to do some more diagnostics once the swelling goes down.
Wow.
I think the team is preparing to be without him tonight and possibly the rest of the series.
And let me just make clear here. I stand with the Jazz. I've been a huge Jazz fan while they've been playing the Clippers. But I would never want anybody to get injured.
Yeah, this sucks.
I'd rather them beat the Clippers with Kawhi than without Kawhi.
Yeah, it's not.
Although it's interesting. Nobody ever goes back and remembers that stuff.
Yeah,
nobody remembers who
bit.
Got hurt. Well, I mean, except for you guys. You, Rachel, Ireland, Sedano, you guys remember, back in,
well, when Toronto won, that's a good one. And every guy on the Warriors got hurt. Remember,
right.
KD did his Achilles, Clay with the knee, yada, yada. Now, I don't get the sense that the Kawhi injury is as serious as Clay Thompson's, but, anytime you use the three letters ACL, it's a scary thing. So let's hope it's just a sprain.
Well, and LeBron James has sounded off on all this. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw
it. Fired off a series of tweets.
And he's been
tweeting
a lot.
A little bit of what he said. They all didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of the players, which ultimately is the product and benefit of our game. These injuries aren't part of the game. It's the lack of pure rim rest. Rest before starting back up. 8, possibly 9 All-Stars have missed playoff games, most in league history. This is the best time of year for our league, and fans are missing a ton of their favorite players. It's insane. If there's one person that knows about the body and how it works all year round, it's me. I speak for the health of all of our players, and I hate to see this many injuries this time of year. Sorry, fans. Wish you guys were seeing all your favorite players right now.
Mm.
And he's completely right. And he has spoken about this before. I really think the league made a mistake by restarting so quickly. In other words, this effort to get on the normal clock, the normal calendar, I should say, is essentially forcing teams to play almost 3 seasons in 2 years.
Is that right?
Three seasons in 2 years?
Okay, so the first one would have gone October of 2019 through March. Right?
Yep, October through
then
March.
Then there was July through October, and then we started again December through now. Okay, so 3 seasons in 2 years. That's right.
3 seasons in 2 years, and there is no way that is good for a player's body.
And by the way, next year is going to be a shorter offseason for the teams that are still playing because they're starting on the normal calendar in basically October.
Which I think, by the way, is stupid. I don't know why they don't go back to starting on Christmas Day. That was perfect.
Yeah, they've done all the analytics on the TV schedules, and this works best, for ratings, et cetera.
Right, but again, you're going to ask players. You could do it incrementally over a period
of time.
Especially
because this is a Summer Olympics summer, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of the top players are going to be in the Olympics. Less rest, that's always a challenging time. LeBron has already said he is focused on Space Jam, not the Olympics. But you know what? If he had until December, maybe he would have done the Olympics.
Right. And you could dial it back, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks until you finally were on the calendar that you wanted to be on, because you really are risking player safety here and you're risking the product. I mean, that series, that Clippers-Utah series has a lot less shine without Kawhi Leonard playing.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Paul George carry a team before. He was great in Indiana. He's actually been pretty good when Kawhi Leonard has been out because they have practice with this. Kawhi does the load management thing a lot, right?
Yes, he does.
So they have practice. I'm not so sure that I think they can win. I actually still think they can beat the Jazz, but it becomes a lot harder.
They can't beat Phoenix.
I don't think they can beat Phoenix. But if they have Phoenix without Chris Paul? We don't know how long this is going to be with him.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I mean, look at the Brooklyn series. Did you see James Harden last night? Did he look good to you?
No, he was one-legged.
he looked
he
like
was
you.
One-legged. Yeah,
he looked
he did.
Like you out there.
Yeah, he was. It was a struggle for him.
Ugh.
So here's the I want to let people know a couple of things. First of all, the phone lines are always open, 877-710-ESPN. That includes anything that we happen to be taught. Because, you know, occasionally Momo goes off on a tangent somewhere, and I follow along and try to chase her down and bring her back onto the ranch. But if you hear us talk about something that that moves you, 877-710-ESPN, you can also tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at Ramona Shelburne. Coming up next for you, Momo, can you be fired for abusing a vacation or a day off,
sick? I want to know about this.
Can you be fired for that? Yeah, I want to explain that story.
Mace, by the way, I think if you click your heels three times, Michael Thompson might show up.
What?
Really?
MT?
That's a rumor. That's the rumor.
All right. MT might be here,
too. It is Wednesday.
All right. 710 ESPN wants to honor volunteer coaches and youth sports leaders by awarding them with an honorary ESPYs award. If you know a youth sports coach or leader who has contributed to their local community, nominate them today. Email us at ESPNLAMarketing@ESPN.com. Include first name, last name, and city, and a short paragraph on why they deserve the honorary ESPYs award. And then three finalists will be selected and interviewed on the air the week of June the 21st. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. What's up, fools?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Show.
Mace, I'm not going with you on this.
On what?
Ireland would play with you on that.
Well, play with me on what?
What's up, fools?
What's up, fools?
Do that again, Ramona.
Nope.
Do it, Ramona, one time. Crank it up.
I'm not, yeah. Okay, you want me to do it in the Ireland voice?
Okay, go ahead.
What's up, fools?
That's an impression of Ireland?
That's Ireland.
Yeah, but
what's
like...
What's up? What did he say?
What's up, man?
Sup, man.
He says, what's up, man?
Sup, man.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
Well, his big one is, what's up, players?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
No. His is, what's up, players?
Yeah.
Players.
Michael's is, what's up, players?
What's up, players?
Yeah.
And then Mason's is, faux show.
For show.
You know
for
what? I don't,
show.
The most embarrassing thing with the faux show is when you try to text it to somebody and then the autocorrect does, like, just try it. Just do it right now.
Okay, I'll do it. I see. I see. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'm so white and nerdy, for sure.
For sure. So.
So mine got to go shopping, my autocorrect.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
God.
Went to go, and then show went to shopping.
I just got a text from my golf teacher.
Yeah.
For shizzle,
Derek
dizzle.
Allen from Rancho Park Country Club, Golf Club. And he said, we're going to play tomorrow night on the real course. And he says, have you been practicing?
Oh,
so am I supposed to say yes? I just saw him on Monday. It's now Wednesday.
I got the word for you.
How much practicing can I possibly do?
You can say I've been doing a lot of visualization work.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of visualization work. That's perfect.
Yeah. Didn't he tell you to visualize? I mean, that was his...
You know what he does? He jabbers at me during lessons. He just jabbers at me. So I was chipping... Monday, and I was chipping perfectly on the green. And then Derek Allen comes up to me. He starts getting in my head and saying, you're pushing here. Yeah, it's too much right hand. It's you hit it higher. You hit it too long. And all of a sudden, I fell apart. I just fell apart. And he said, well, this is the way it's going to be like when you're actually playing Ireland. There's going to be pressure on you. You've got to be able to deal with the pressure. So he is putting external pressure on me, but I'm just falling apart right now.
It's like
now.
When they pump in crowd noise to the practice or something. Is that like the equivalent?
Basically, yes. It's the equivalent.
I don't know if it is, though, because I think what he's doing, it's not just pressure. What he's doing is the wrong thing to me, because I used to have coaches who would talk to me about how I was swinging or when I was throwing the ball.
Yep.
And the truth about throwing the ball is that as soon as you start to think about your mechanics, you start messing up. Like when you do your mechanics and you go, okay, work on your release point with the throw. Don't twist your wrist and open your shoulder more. Now all of a sudden I'm thinking about how I throw and I start aiming the ball.
Yeah, but here's the difference. You know how to play
softball.
That's
true.
I don't know how to play golf.
Okay.
So I do need instruction.
Mm.
But it's hard. And can I practice? How much time do I have?
I know you were working.
I was working.
You had a show. You had a
show and all that.
Got
stuff.
Donuts to eat at night. I mean,
I do. I've got donuts. I'm now 5 straight nights without donuts.
Good for you, Mace. You're in training.
I'm off the donuts for now. So, Momo, a guy named Colin Kane.
Okay.
66 years old.
Yeah.
Was working at a place called Debmat Surfacing in Wrighton, Gateshead in the UK.
Okay.
He took a sick day last year. He told his bosses he would be in bed all day because of a bad chest cold and he was on antibiotics.
Mm.
Later, he was spotted by a coworker at a bar near his workplace, smoking a cigarette.
Ooh.
Now, he's denied this, but his employers decided to terminate him, claiming he was sick and claiming he was going to a bar instead of being homesick. He said, surely, if you had been unfit for work and on antibiotics, you shouldn't be in the pub. So, was he rightfully terminated? In other words, and I've got an answer to this, was he rightfully terminated? Here he is. I'm sick for the day. I'm in bed. I've got a chest cold. I'm on antibiotics. I can't come to work. Then later on, coworker sees you at a bar actually smoking a cigarette, opposite of I'm having a chest cold.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the right to terminate him?
They have the right, but generally speaking, people look the other way. Look, I think this sounds like they probably didn't like him that much as an employee. And this was just the excuse they needed. Because most people, if they do something like this, like when the boss finds out, you just apologize, say you're sorry, and people move on. You don't have to fire them.
Have you ever faked a sick day?
Oh, yeah. Haven't you?
No. Why is everybody laughing?
Mason doesn't fake a sick day. He just says, I need a mental health day.
Yeah, I need a mental health day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why we always need to come up with excuses, too. If you have sick time and you have the ability to call in sick and you could use a sick day, just say, I'm using a sick day. You don't have to give, you know, Nevin always tells me, I'm like a really bad liar, Mace. I'm really bad.
Terrible.
I can't do it. That's why you know I'm telling the truth usually because I'm a terrible liar. but he always says, you know, when you lie, when you try to do, you're terrible because you add details.
That's what Lindsay and I were talking about this yesterday. So the way you can tell a lie is if somebody adds too many details.
Like an unreasonable amount of details. And that's why I thought the runner who said that she was...
She ate the pork tacos and she tested positive for nandrolone.
Right. She blamed the burrito or the taco on her steroid positive test. And I was like, I feel like there's way too many details in that.
See, but on that one, I actually think I believe her because I've covered this in boxing and other sports. Like, this has happened. So
if you go back to the original question, you're off track.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy, sick day.
Yeah.
In bed all day. Shows up, bar, scene, smoking, cigarette.
Got it.
I don't know how many words that is, but that's
we got
the
gist.
Summary.
Yeah.
Is that a fireable offense?
I don't think so.
No?
Do you?
I don't actually. Lindsay, do you?
No, I think that just like Ramona said, if you have a sick day and you need to take a sick day, you take a sick day. And I think where this guy tripped up was saying, oh, I have a horrible chest cold and I've been in bed all day.
Yeah.
And I'm on antibiotics.
Yeah, you don't even need to say all that. Just say, you know, I need to take a sick day today.
But can your employer ask you for proof or anything like that or no?
I don't know.
I don't think they can.
I don't think they can, like, show them the prescription for antibiotics. I just don't think an employer gets that down in the weeds, do they?
I mean, I do remember back when I used to bartend and waitress, like...
Oh!
Oh!
MT is here!
You should see the pants he's wearing.
Is he wearing those crazy sweatpants?
Yeah. His Zubas!
My Zubas, of course!
Michael, I need a pair of Zubas to match you when I'm back in studio.
Ooh, you know, I can order you some. I can order you
some.
Yeah,
please. All right.
You've got a Zubas connection?
Yeah, of course. It's called Google.
Google.
Yeah, you can't just buy them anywhere,
See?
Mace. They're
Googlers.
That's right.
Hey, Michael does Google. Everything on Google. That's everything right. on Google.
Except answers.
During
Except
game
of games.
Just yeah, right. Except game answers during Game of Games. Yeah, you were acquitted of that charge. Acquitted of that charge.
Thanks to Judge Lindsay. That's right.
Now, did you hear what we were talking about here, Michael?
Boy, so much going on. I don't know. I kind of missed it.
Okay. Just dizzy in the NBA. Yes. I know. But we're talking about some random dude.
We're talking
England
about a random dude right now. We'll get to the NBA and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, guy in Great Britain works at a place called Debmat Surfacing. He calls in sick. Says he's in bed, he's on antibiotics, and he can't come into work because of a bad chest cold.
Right.
Later on, an employee spotted him at a bar near his workplace smoking a cigarette. The company decided to fire him. Are they right? Do they have the right to fire him based on this?
Oh, yeah, of course. Guy's shirking his responsibility. He has no respect for his job or for his coworkers. So, yeah, he lied to his boss. What else would he be lying about? So, yeah, definitely you have a right to do it. Zach Randolph kind of did this to the Blazers. Now, it's different for the NBA player. He called in sick to a game, Lindsay, and he didn't go to the game because he said he was sick. But if that night he was spotted at a strip club in Portland.
Right. Yeah. It's weird that we care. See, I don't think this guy should have been fired.
Why not?
I mean, well,
don't you have any standards?
It is his sick day. It belongs to him.
So I mean, his problem is giving too much information. If he would have just said, I'm using a sick day,
right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So if they see you at the bar later, that's fine. But you have a sick day. It's in your contract. You're allowed to use a certain number of sick days.
Right.
You say, if you just want to take the day off,
yeah,
sometimes
take the
that's
day
fine.
Off. Right.
But you have to use one of your days. So
exactly.
It's either a PTO day, personal yeah. time off day, or yeah. a sick day, depending on what they call it. His problem is that he made up a whole long story.
So Mace, right. as a boss, you would condone your employees lying to you.
I might have a conversation about it, but I don't think I would terminate them. No. And by the way, this whole thing went to court.
Oh, wow.
I hope he lost.
It all went to court, and he won.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He was paid a settlement over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Who was in front of? Judge Ito? Remember him?
Probably
judge
a very
Ito.
Fair
yes,
judge
I
like
do.
Me.
He let anything go on that OJ trial.
Hang on a second.
He liked
what's
that
his
camera
name?
Time.
We got Nick. Yeah. Nick and Torrance.
Nick and Torrance is on the line. Nick, you're on 710 ESPN. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I remember one time I got a phone call from my brother. He goes, hey, I got arrested. I need you to call out sick for me. What do you mean you got arrested? Just call out sick for me. So I had to make up some story. He's got food poisoning. And the boss was like, well, we need to talk to him to make sure he's, you know, he's alive. Well,
too much information. You should have said anything. Just say he's using a sick day. Get come
yeah,
in.
Exactly.
Too much. Why'd you say food poisoning? It's too much information.
And when did the boss find out what happened to him?
No, this was years ago. They didn't even ask twice. Oh.
What was the what was he in jail for?
It kind of matters. True, that's true.
I think he had like over 50 Valiums and like a couple ounces of weed.
Okay,
Mace.
Okay,
Mace. Was you could have met him?
Well, yeah, not the pills, but the weed. I'm totally good with. All right. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Nick. Appreciate that. So there's a case where, again, the too many details thing is the mistake.
Yeah, I would fire you just for lying to me. That's what I would fire you.
What should he do? I just don't want to come in today?
Yeah, just say I got a day off. I'm going to take a day off. I got a sick day. I'm going to take a day off.
Yeah.
I say, okay, well, you have a sick day, so sure, take it.
Because everybody gets a certain number of personal days
usually,
in our contracts.
Sure. But don't lie to
and
you.
Sick days.
And
or you could
days.
Just do the Mace and just say, I need a day off. I need a mental health day.
Because
they
go.
Can't question you about that, and you can't be accused of lying about that. If you need a day off, you need a
are
day
you,
off.
Are you bagging on me taking
I'm not
mental
at all,
health
Mace.
Days?
No.
I'm saying that anybody, like, if you really think you just need a day off because, like, you're overwhelmed or you just need to go out and, like, whatever it is that you need to do, I feel like that's a totally viable answer to take a day off.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when I take a personal day, you know what I wind up doing? And now I can do it again. I wind up going to the movies.
Yeah,
because it takes my mind off of it. It
sure.
puts me in somebody else's story.
Yep.
And I can see a double feature easily, and that sort of gets me through a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are times when a mental health day is warranted. Like I have sympathy for Kyrie when he says, you know, I'm struggling with something and I can't be. As long as you tell your employer, hey, I've got a mental health issue and I need some time. As long as you say it that way, I think you're okay. Once you start going into details about chest colds and antibiotics and all that business, that's when you get hung up. That's when you get in trouble. All right, coming up next, Michael, we do this every day now at 1:30. We spin the wheel of questions.
Oh, good.
Anything could
come
up, Michael.
It's like a college dorm room at midnight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sorority house.
So we've got that coming up next for you.
Of course you'd say that.
Yeah. Well, you girls gossip more than the guys do.
No.
You don't think so?
Boy.
Oh, come on.
This is a mixed co-ed freshman dorm where we need to find the meaning of life every day.
Okay, I want to come back to that. Michael says women gossip more than men.
Of course.
I want to come back to that.
Not if your name is Steve Mason.
John Ireland.
Yeah.
John Ireland is the biggest gossip I know. I don't know anybody who's a bigger gossip than
John. Well, he's a girl anyway.
If you tell John something private,
yeah,
he will walk to the center of the office with a bell, and he will ring the bell and yell, "Here's what I just found out."
The guy watches Vanderpump Rules and the Kardashians. He's a girl.
Loves that stuff. All right, Wheel of Questions coming up next for you. Fast Track at 1:55. Michael Thompson hanging out. Momo in for John.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
10 ESPN. Thank you. Every time I hit a decent golf shot when I'm with my golf coach, he'll say, thank you.
How's that going, by the way?
Michael, I thought I was on the right track, then I've sort of fallen apart.
Uh-huh. That's golf,
though. My short game doesn't look good.
That's golf.
I'm not pitching well.
Even the pros have problems with their games every now and
then.
Yeah,
I've got work to do. I've got 3 months, essentially, to get ready for this thing.
So nine holes, and what do you have to break?
I've got to be – he's got 26 strokes.
So
I'm basically starting 26 under par.
So he's basically going to shoot, say, 40, 42, something like that. So that means you've got to shoot 42 plus 20. You got to shoot like 70 or less, right?
68. Yeah, 70 or less, and I got a shot. Mm. I shot a 97 on the par 3 course.
Hmm. On a par 3? You know how bad that is, Ramona? Don't go shake your head.
By the way,
that would be the same.
A par 3 for 9 holes.
That would be the same.
Yes, that's a 3 par 3 on each hole, Ramona.
Yeah.
It's hard. Golf is hard. You get it so close to the hole, but it doesn't go in.
Oh, I know. It is the toughest.
That's why I don't play. I get mad.
It is the toughest sport in the world to make a living at.
Yeah,
that's
really tough. I will not be turning pro anytime soon. All right, so we spin the wheel of questions at this time every day, and you never know what it's going to – like, I have no idea what questions are even on the board right now, but Jorge's got a big, gigantic wheel in the studio. Jorge, do you want to go ahead and spin that? Ooh, this is interesting. This is interesting. What would your last words be? Your last words be before you die?
That's a great question.
You go first, Michael.
Let's see. Hopefully I'll be in my late 90s like my father was.
Wow.
Yeah, he lived until he was 94.
That's good genes.
He lived until he was 94, and his mind was sharp until the last couple of days. His body was just failing him. Mm. But my last words to my boys who will be around me, I hope, is, I know what it would be. I love you guys, and I'll see you in heaven.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very heartfelt.
Hoping that they will get there and not going the other way.
I know what Lindsay's would be.
It would be follow me on Instagram, not Lindsay Baseball.
In the afterlife.
You knew exactly where I was going.
For eternity.
Wow.
Momo, what about you? Last words.
Hey, wait. That's not really what
what's your real last words?
Mine would be, it's not goodbye, it's see you later. Or actually, no, let me correct it. I'll say, I'll see you in the next life when we are both cats.
Cats.
Okay. Who wants to come back?
You don't get the reference?
You want to be a cat?
No, it's
what's the
movie.
Reference?
The real ones know.
You're quoting the movie Cats?
No. It's in a movie. And if you don't know it, you don't know it.
No, we don't know that.
Well, what movie is it?
Vanilla Sky. Penelope Cruz says that.
Why would she want to come back as a cat?
I'll see you in the next life when we are both cats.
What does that mean?
But she, I don't know. See, it's just like a, it's a philosophical thing.
You would leave your loved ones confused.
Yeah.
They'd be wondering what you meant the rest of their lives.
I think that was the point. You're just being like overly philosophical, you know?
Oh, Mama, what about you?
Huh. I'm still thinking about this one. This is,
who do you
want to
be?
Deep,
who do you want to be by your bedside? Obviously, your son and your husband. Who else?
Yeah,
anybody
else? Well, kind of, I don't know. We'll see if I have some more kids. I don't
Steve
know.
Mason, of course.
I won't be there. Yeah. I'm big. I always show up when needed during death periods.
And Mace will still think he's a millennial when he's 90.
Mama, anything?
I like I think it's important to give thanks. So I would say thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love you.
Yeah, yeah, that too, of course. Yeah. Goes without saying. Yeah.
Mine will say I'm taking some time off.
Definitely. That's for sure. You got to definitely put that on your tombstone, Mace.
Yeah. Or I'm going on vacation.
Great big vacation.
Jorge, what are you going to say it in Spanish or English, Jorge? What are you going to do?
I'll have it in Spanish. It'll say, muchas gracias por todo. Fue un placer. Hasta la vista.
And I will translate, please.
Thank you for everything.
For now.
It was a pleasure. Yeah. Hasta la vista.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good. Yeah.
That's nice.
Simple. Let's go.
How old do you want to be, Jorge, when you say that?
I don't know.
You want to be in your 90s? Going close to 100?
Yeah. My grandpa's 82 right now.
So how's he doing?
He's doing great.
My mom's 79. She's sharp as a tack.
Yeah. You want to be like as lucid and as good as possible. Like it would stink if like the last 10 years of your life. That's why you got to like stay in shape and do as much as you can.
Right? I'll tell you one thing.
My great-grandma lived to be 99. She was almost made it to her 100th birthday, and she lived in her own apartment. Yeah. She took care of herself, did her own laundry. Like, she was a very independent woman, and she just died in her sleep one day.
I tell you one thing, boy.
That's a good way to do it.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. Not to get morbid or bring it down, but finality really hits you. Because when your relative's dying, you just don't know, right? When a relative's dying, you can go see him or whatever. But I knew... The last time I went to the Bahamas because my father was dying. He was in his last couple of weeks of his life, so I had to go say bye to him. And I'll never forget the weird feeling is when I went into, because I had to catch a flight that morning to get back to work. And I went to his room, and he was in his bed, and I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and I said, I'll see you, Daddy. That's the last time. The last time I walked out of that room, I knew that's the last time I was going to see him. I said, I'm sorry, but I got to go. And the last thing he said to me, oh, go ahead. I know you got to go to work. I love you, too. And I didn't I knew that was the last time I was going to see him alive.
It's weird now because Father's Day, I've lost my dad. Ireland lost his dad just a couple of months apart from my dad. Father's Day takes on a weird sort of feeling when you don't have that barrier between you and the end. you know what it is?
Yep.
It's like, oh, the end is I'm next up.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's what you mean. Wait till you get 66 like
this
me.
This is getting morbid.
No, I got next. Life. Your mortality really, really hits and you think, boy, I hope I got 25 years left.
Yeah.
I always say, I want to live till a day before miserable. Till a day before miserable.
As soon as this gets miserable, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah. Coming up next for you, Michael, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on in the NBA, what's going on with the injuries that we're dealing with right now, and the three letters that I'm completely done with.
What's that?
Three letters I'm completely done with. I will explain next.
Is it NBA?
Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, Michael hanging out.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
At 710 ESPN. So, Greg Bergman and Lindsay Fulton are going to try out for a game show in the middle of trying it out. And they have to do a hype video. Is that right? A hype video?
Yeah, it's like a hype video slash fitness test where we've got to do like 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, and 25 jumping jacks. And like kind of – and the idea is to be creative with it and show each other like – pumping each other up and you know, do something interesting and cool and different.
So we're going to do that. We'll shoot that on Friday morning.
Yeah, and we need Mason. You're going to be our coach. You're going to be like our hype guy. Where you're going to be trying to make us feel like, you know, like, hey, keep going. Good job. But really, I think
it'll be like just
Chris
like regular
Morales.
Life where I'm sort of the boss.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Chris Morales should do the intro.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You could do an intro. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so three. We'll get to the NBA in just a second. The three letters I'm done with, do you know any idea what they are?
NBA?
No.
MLB?
No.
NFL?
You're very close. You've got the first two letters right.
NFTs.
NFTs.
You're done. Yeah,
NFTs?
I know. I think
they are
the
done.
One.
They are over. They are stupid. I am through with them.
I know.
You don't know what they are, Michael?
No, what's an
he
NFT?
He does. It's the one that, you know, you do the Bitcoin
non-fungible token.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like the highlight.
Top shot.
Yeah.
It's like Top shot. Yeah, it's like the highlight that you get in a digital token.
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently, it's terrible for the environment, by the way.
Well, like
Bitcoin and these NFTs.
Joe Exotic from prison is releasing NFTs. I'm like, come on. Come on.
It's one of these things, Michael. People are, they bid on them. Like, okay, let's like, they start off like, they're kind of like, let's say it's like
they're baseball. They're like trading cards.
Yeah, trading cards.
Okay.
But they're virtual. They're not an actual card. So it's not like you can like put them in an album or put them on your wall. It's like, ooh, here's a hologram or whatever it is.
You collect them in a file and it's moments from games. And
I don't understand why you can't just go on YouTube, but okay.
They have artwork, videos, all kinds of stuff.
The artwork to me is all the same, though. It's all done by the same company. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand it.
Yeah, I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
Did you see that there was a NFT house that was sold for like $700,000?
Can you live there? Can you sleep there? Can you eat there? It's not a real house.
Wait a minute. Somebody bought a house that is an NFT, a non-fungible token, and it's not really a house where you can live?
Yep. It's the only way that you can, quote, go through the house is if you put on this very specific virtual reality AI headset.
Oh,
and
God.
It can make you think that you're walking through this house, and it's designed a certain way, and it's got artwork and furniture and all that stuff, and that's
it's
what
like
you
a hologram.
Buy.
I mean,
who's
I
got that kind of money to piss away? Seriously, I
feel like if you have enough money to be wasting it on NFTs, you should be donating to charity or something.
Amen, Momo.
Seriously.
All right, so Michael Thompson, we've not had a chance to talk to you about this yet.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is now in COVID protocol.
How long is he out for?
We don't know.
Well,
because they don't play for another week.
Yeah, he could be. It could be. So it depends on he. So okay.
Good.
Do all the language.
Yeah.
He just has to negative twice in 24 hours, and then he has to pass a cardio test. So that takes like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as he starts testing negative, and get two of those, then you go through the cardio protocols. Generally,
so how long does all that take?
Could be as soon as 48 hours. Could take longer.
Up to a week at the longest? 10 days?
Yeah, it depends on how, you know, if he's positive here, how long.
So worst case scenario, he might miss game one of the Western Conference Finals because Utah Clippers are going to go at least six, and that won't start till probably
So
Monday
game six
or
will
Tuesday,
be Friday.
Friday. And they probably
game seven would be Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's either going to so the first round of the next series is either going to start on Sunday or Tuesday.
Okay. So
if it goes six, it starts Sunday. If it goes seven, it starts Tuesday.
He'll be clear and playing game one, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And then Kawhi has got an injury.
Yeah. What's the latest on that, Ramona? What have you heard? Is it an ACL or just a sprained knee?
I heard the initial fear was that it involved the ACL.
Yeah, we've heard that, but you've got more dirt.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, what's more
it
dirt?
It involves the ACL. That could be a sprain.
That doesn't mean it's a tear.
Right, correct. And there's a lot of swelling in there. So as you know, when you have an injury, it swells up the next day and all that. So they got to wait for some of that swelling to go down before they do more diagnostics and see how severe it is. But the team, the players and the team kind of been told, he's out tonight. Probably out for the rest of the series, at least.
Well,
okay, so they're calling it indefinite.
They're done. If he's out for the rest of the series, that's it. They can't beat the Jazz without
You don't think so?
No.
Mike Conley's out, too.
Yeah, but I mean, they've been playing without Mike Conley.
Yeah, but Kawhi's the best player in the series. No, they can't beat the Jazz.
I have a little more faith in playoff P.
That means he's got to go out and do Kevin Durant things.
Yeah, we'll see.
Will he be able to do it tonight? How about Kevin Durant, huh?
Oh, my.
Can we talk
about Kevin Durant?
Yeah, I have said, Ramona.
Woo!
Ireland and Mason thought I was crazy, and so does Spock and Sliwa. But I would say Kevin Durant that I saw in Golden State is the easiest, most complete scorer this league has ever seen.
I know we've
seen Kobe and Jordan. We've seen Kareem and Wilt. But when
we're 7 feet tall.
When you look at someone who could do it all and do it so efficiently and effortlessly, we've never seen a player like this.
He shot like 69% or something. I mean, that's
unbelievable. It ain't so much the points, Mason and Lindsay.
He's
it's
seven
the efficiency
feet tall,
with it.
Too.
Yeah.
So he can score inside. He can score outside. He's just so smooth. So a lot of people are saying, oh, he's the best player in the league right now.
When he's healthy, he is.
More than LeBron. LeBron's, I would say...
Well, it's 1A, 1B.
Yeah,
1A,
1B. And yeah. What I would say is, I think Kevin Durant, to me, is undoubtedly the best scorer in the league.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
I still reserve a spot for LeBron as the best player.
Player all around.
But he's well, getting KD, older and he's got injuries. So
KD can D you up. He can play defense with the best of them.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, because I'm looking at the game last night, and obviously Milwaukee blew an enormous
lead. Oh, yeah.
Terrible
coaching.
Why didn't at any – yeah, okay, so let's go to this.
Terrible coaching.
They were settling for bad shots mm-hmm. throughout that second half.
Yep.
And Giannis never
That is
Kevin
the part
Durant.
I can't get over.
Me too, with Ramona. I'm watching
I'm
that
yelling
game.
At the screen.
I don't understand this. I'm
Where's
watching
Giannis?
Basketball.
Where's all-world defense guy when
people
Kevin Durant is going off?
Player in the, a defensive player in
people
the league.
People say, who do you blame, him or Budenholzer?
Both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Kobe. I was thinking of Michael Jordan, yep. Scottie Pippen, Kevin Garnett, who would have said, you know what? Bleep this. I got him. I'm getting KD here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
LeBron, a younger LeBron would have said it. I got KD here.
Yeah.
Maybe they wouldn't have stopped him, but at least the best player
Here's
on the team would have tried.
Like I was angry when I was watching the Clippers series against Dallas. I was like, okay, Luka Doncic is shredding you right now.
Right.
He's shredding you, and you're not putting Paul and Kawhi on him.
I know.
Kawhi Leonard is one of the best defensive players on the planet, and I know he's smaller than Luka and all that, but he can still defend him. At least give him a try. And I think the answer I got was, well, the Clippers switch everything, and even if we put Kawhi on him, they're going to switch,
right.
and they're going to get the matchup they want.
Right, there's going to be a ball screen, and you're not going to get the matchup
hey,
that you're
what?
Hoping for anyway.
Guess what? Switching is a choice.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
have to switch.
You don't have to switch, right. Make him give it up and give it to
fight through those screens.
To Tim Hardaway or somebody, or give it up and give it to Bruce Brown on the Nets or somebody yeah. like that, or a hobbling James Harden who couldn't make a shot.
Sometimes you outthink yourself. Sometimes you out
no, these coaches
smart yourself.
Freeze.
And I'm like, I'm watching this, and finally by the end of the series, give Kawhi and Ty Lue a lot of credit. Kawhi was guarding Luka.
Like I'm watching the
Kawhi
game yesterday too. I'm watching the game too yesterday. Kevin Durant has got it going. There's nothing anybody can do.
Yep.
Harden comes down and shoots a step back three. I'm going, why did he just shoot that stupid shot
yeah.
when KD was standing over there just watching? KD,
yeah.
that ball should be in your hands every possession.
Yeah.
And it has another thing, too, that I was screaming about. I've been screaming
okay,
about for
what
years.
Else were you screaming about?
48 minutes. Why did yeah. the Stars not play 48 minutes in a close
that?
Playoff game
yeah.
if you don't have a, if you're not in foul trouble?
Full 48.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
KD did it yesterday to prove
yeah.
how important it is to have your stars on the floor every stinking minute.
Yeah,
they take these stars out and let them rest 6 or 7 minutes when they're not
okay,
in foul
but
trouble.
Here's the problem, Michael, and this is what
not
LeBron
everybody
raised.
Can.
LeBron raised this today. LeBron says the fact that there was such yeah. a short off season has really hurt players, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing injuries to all-stars right now.
Now,
what do you think?
No, KD 2 years ago tore his Achilles in a playoff in the finals. Klay tore his ACL in a regular game and on a regular schedule. So no, injuries could happen. Injuries could happen in October. Injuries could happen in June. You don't know about that stuff.
So you don't believe that 79 days or whatever it was
no.
hurt the league or hurt player health?
Not at all. That every other team had a bunch of days off. Only the Lakers and the Heat had to go that long.
Well, you know what Kevin Durant benefits from? He only played 35 games.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. He's fresher than everybody. He
Brooklyn
played fewer games
him.
Than any of the big stars
yeah.
in the league.
Don't start that. So you think now LeBron and those guys should play 45 games? Is that what you're trying to advocate, Mace?
No, I'm just saying it's not an accident that KD played only 35 games and now he's electric in the postseason.
But you think maybe that's the formula? You thinking that's the formula from now on? Have LeBron play 50 instead
well,
of 80 games?
Well, I'll tell
games?
You this. When LeBron got here, I had we used to always ask Ty Lue when he was in Cleveland, why does LeBron play so many minutes? Man, don't you worried about him burning out? And Ty always says, LeBron likes to play a lot of minutes because that's how he gets in shape. He thinks uh-huh. he gets stronger the more he plays.
I keep trying to tell Mason Ireland and anybody listen to me, Lindsay, the games don't wear you out. It's what you do between games. When I played back
yeah.
in the dark ages, we play 80 games, and we still have to practice 3 hours the next day like it's the NBA Finals. That's what wears you out, not
okay,
the games.
So, Michael, let me throw something at you.
Thankfully, they don't practice like that anymore, and that's
yeah.
smart.
LeBron played all 82 games in the 2017-2018
mm-hmm.
season.
Yeah.
His next year, he played 55. His next year, he played 67. This year, he played 45. You don't see that injuries have been an enormous factor, and maybe LeBron's minutes are one of the reasons?
No, LeBron's getting older.
Yeah,
your body gets older.
Yeah.
You know, he's 36 now. He's not 26 anymore. When he was 26, 27, he's played 80
so
games.
So you don't think you play a little less in order to keep yourself fresher for the postseason. To me, that's just a natural conclusion.
You play the games, and when you are blowing teams out by 15 in the third or fourth quarter, that's when you rest. Take your stars out. Too many teams now, I watch Ramona, and I say it all the time on the broadcast, teams are up 18 points with 4 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Why are the starters still in the game?
Yeah.
We see
them want
to do it. I don't understand
it. Okay, LeBron is actually in that rant he put out on Twitter. I don't know if it's a rant. He put out a message on Twitter. He clearly is suggesting that the short offseason is one of the reasons why he got hurt. And so many players have gotten hurt this year.
I don't know. He got hurt because Solomon Hill dove for a ball he shouldn't have dove for.
Right. Yeah,
that's
how he got hurt.
You could say that about AD. That's fine. I think soft tissue injuries, you could say more of that. But LeBron got hurt because Solomon Hill dove for a ball that I thought was a questionable play. It was the play was you basically dove into a guy's legs. That's really dangerous. Yeah. I don't like that play.
Yeah.
And a lot of players didn't like that play either. Mm-hmm. And I don't think LeBron's injury has anything to do with that.
Right.
That was just a bad play. Soft tissue injuries, the hamstrings, the quads, the you could blame. It is not just that they had a quick offseason.
Groin with AD.
It's that they had a compressed season because there was all these missed games where the health and safety, all the things got rescheduled and canceled and da 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 da. That there was all these teams that had games like every other night, all the time. There was like no big rest periods. There was a lot of travel. It was condensed, especially the second half.
So, all right, we'll circle back around to this because we got to get to Fast Track next. Mike, are you going to hang out for Fast Track?
I'm going to be here till 4 o'clock. I got nothing else to do.
Awesome, man. MT hanging out today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.